Welcome to this Tuesday edition of Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries. I'm Dave Ball, along with Crown CEO Chuck Bentley. Chuck, today we are going to kick off our season of fasting and prayer for the nation. And so in this program, let's talk about some of the specifics of why are we calling people to do this? Why are we doing this personally? And then maybe give us some insights about fasting. What is it? Why does the scripture talk about its importance in the life of the believer? And then maybe some practical tips for those of our listeners who want to join us in this season of fasting and prayer. What are some practical things that we can do to help them along the way?
Well, we hope to answer all those questions, Dave, because so many people have written us and said, we're joining you. And I am thrilled that today we know that there are a lot of listeners who are going to go on this journey with us to pray for our nation. This all started when a listener in actually Arkansas wrote me an email and said, Mr. Bentley, if the U.S. government came to you and asked what you would do to solve this economic crisis, what would you tell them? And of course, they haven't called and asked me. I'm not waiting on the phone to ring. But I did write down seven steps that I think we need to be taking. And my perspective is this, Dave, that we are caught up in humanism. We are caught up in looking for man-made solutions to almost everything. We're looking to the government. We're looking to each other. We're looking for some wise one to emerge that's going to have the solution to end all this pain. But I don't see people really genuinely looking to the Lord. So the first thing I said in response to that is I would say I would call for a 40-day season of prayer and fasting and repentance. And I use this verse, 2 Chronicles 7:11-14, based on what the Lord said to Solomon. The Lord said this to Solomon himself. When Solomon had finished the temple of the Lord and the royal palace and had succeeded in carrying out all he had in mind to do in the temple of the Lord and in his own palace, the Lord appeared to him at night and said, I've heard your prayer, and I've chosen this place for myself as a temple for sacrifices. And when I shut up the heavens so that there is no rain, or command locusts to devour the land, or send a plague among my people, if my people, who are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, that's repentance, then I will hear from heaven, and I will forgive their sin, and I will heal their land. And that's what I think the real core solution needs to be, is a turning to God right now.
Well, Chuck, let's talk about fasting and some of the benefits that not only it can bring to us as individuals, but what we pray is going to bring benefit to the country. You're listening to Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries, and we'll be right back.
Having trouble keeping up with the latest job trends? Not sure where you fit into the marketplace of the 21st century? Well, let me introduce you to a revolutionary career assessment system based on the timeless truth of the Bible. Career Direct from Crown Financial Ministries. Career Direct is designed to help you maximize your God-given talents by focusing on the four critical components in career selection: personality, interests, skills, and values. Most other career guidance tools only analyze a couple of those. Thanks to cutting-edge technology, this comprehensive assessment can be completed in about an hour. And since it's online, once you're done, Career Direct will give you a thorough but easy-to-read personalized report. If you'd like to join the over 120,000 people who have already benefited from using Career Direct, go to crown.org. Find out where God intends for you to fit into the workforce of the 21st century by using the Career Direct Complete Guidance System at crown.org.
Welcome back to this edition of Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries. Dave Ball here along with Crown CEO Chuck Bentley. Chuck, as we launch this season of prayer and fasting, I think it's appropriate that we answer the question, why are we doing this? And maybe further than that, what are we hoping to accomplish?
Well, Dave, I've had quite a history in my own life of experiencing the spiritual blessing of fasting. And it started in an unusual way. I've said many times on the program in my own testimony that I'm embarrassed to say that I was not a Bible reader. In fact, I don't think I'm too dissimilar to most even Christian men in our society and culture today, that they really don't read God's Word very often. And my wife always wanted me to read God's Word. But I just, for some reason, either thought I did, you know, I just didn't have time. It, you know, just wasn't that big of a priority to me. I knew God's word. I listened to God's word. I worshiped God, but I didn't feed on his word. So, at a point in my life when I turned away from my own idolatry and I said, God, I want to know you. I really want to know you. Then, my wife said, now read his word. So I went out and I bought a brand new Bible. No notes in the margin, just the word. And I said, okay, Lord, help me to read this. And I decided I would start in the New Testament and get a running jump on it, get up a bunch of momentum, come around the backside, get through the Old Testament and connect. And in 1 year, read the whole word. Well, I started kind of flippantly, actually, in Matthew, in the first gospel. And I think it was the second day, I got to chapter 4. I was just reading through it, underlining the word. I'm actually looking at the very Bible that this happened in, Dave. But I got to Matthew 4, and it said, then Jesus was led by the Spirit into the desert to be tempted by the devil. And after fasting 40 days and 40 nights, he was hungry. And my Bible turns the page right there, and I remember thinking, yeah, I would be hungry too. That's an understatement. I mean, it's almost a little like, sure, right. And I thought, that's unusual that somebody would fast 40 days. I've never even thought of that. Why would somebody do that? And it was right then that I had an experience with the Holy Spirit. The Lord in my spirit said, well, Chuck, 40 days of fasting is a long time. But how long have you fasted from my word? And I remember feeling like the hand of God just came on me and started to push me down and making me feel very, very little. And I was like, oh my goodness, you keep track of that? You know, Lord, I fasted from your word a long time. I mean, like years. And he said, and I let you live. And I remember thinking, okay, I am going to read this word. I am not going to ever turn away from it. It scared me, Dave. And so I flipped the page and to see what happened. It said, the tempter came to him and said, if you are the Son of God, tell these stones to become bread. And Jesus answered, it is written, man does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God. In other words, I'd been trying to live on bread alone, not on God's word. And he said, you can't live apart from God's word. You cannot live. Now, you can stay alive, but you're not really alive spiritually. You're not in tune to him. And so I remember that day I said, Lord, I will never fast from your word. I'll fast from food. I'll deny myself and give up the things of this world in order to have time and a deep hunger for your word. And by the way, Dave, I think I read through the word 3 times that year. I could not stop. It was a real genuine experience. And then I said, one day, Lord, I would like to deny myself and learn to deny myself food, just like you did, to finish a 40-day fast up from all food so that I could stand before you one day and say, I loved your word more than the food of this world. And I've been privileged to be able to accomplish that, Dave. And so it was one of the greatest spiritual experiences I've ever had. But what I learned through that experience was that fasting simply means a time of denying yourself. So many people have written and said, do I have to give up all food? No, you don't. In fact, Dave, you and I have set some of our parameters for what our denial is going to be. And my wife has asked me, and appropriately so, not to give up all food for 40 days again. I've actually done it more than once, but it's disruptive to our family. And it's very difficult to function and to work and to be alert as you need to be. So what I've decided to do in terms of defining what I'm denying myself of is I'm going to give up a meal a day. I'm going to give up all sweets and desserts and sugars and eliminate that from my diet. And I'm going to intensify the amount of time that I'm in the Word. So I'm not just giving up something in order to do for the physical benefits, which there are great physical benefits, but I'm going to do it in order to grow spiritually and truly be in God's Word and to seek His face during that time. So Dave, I know you've made some decisions as well of what you're going to do during this season of fasting and prayer.
Yeah, I have. And some of that follows very closely to yours, denying a meal a day and sweets. But I'm also going to not have any coffee. And for some of you who don't like coffee, that doesn't sound like a big thing. But those of you who really, really enjoy a cup of coffee in the morning, that's a comfort food for me. And so to deny that and to not have that as a place of really trusting the Lord to use that time so that I can spend it with Him.
Well, what I hope our listeners do is that they'll go to our website and say they're going on the journey with us, and they'll publicly declare, as we have, exactly what they're going to do, and that they'll do it not to draw attention to themselves, but to go deeper in God's Word and to call upon the Lord to heal our land and to bring us as a people low before Him and back to Him as our solution. I'm still amazed at the blindness, Dave, that we're not seeing any strong leadership across this country say, this problem is bigger than man can solve. It's bigger than the governments of this world can solve. And my concern is that somebody's going to rise up and claim that they can, when in fact only God can solve it. And so we want to bring God's people before Him during this season, asking Him to intervene and to turn the tide of the direction that we're going with this economic crisis.
Chuck, what's your goal for these next 40 days?
Well, there's two goals. One is that as the body of Christ, that we genuinely rally to seek Him, not ourselves. We move away from humanistic thinking into deep spiritual pursuit of God's help. And secondly, we go through a time of repentance from the turning away of some of the biblical values that we used to hold dear that have eroded within our culture. I would hope to see people fervently grab a hold of those values and to embrace them and to share them with others and to begin to serve each other in this time of need.
You're listening to Money Life. We're talking about the season of prayer and fasting that we're launching today. Chuck, when we get back from this break, let's give some very practical insights about how to go about fasting and praying for these next 40 days. You're listening to Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries. We'll be right back.
You know, the Bible says to train up your children in the way they should go, and that includes teaching them God's way of managing money. But how do you make learning the basics about money easy for kids ages 3 and up? Try the ABCs of Money package from Crown Financial Ministries. The ABCs of Money package has two interactive ways for children to learn what the Bible says about money. First, there's the ABC Learning Bank. It has three detachable compartments made in the shape of the letters A, B, and C. Your kids will use one for giving, one for saving, and one for spending. The package also comes with the ABCs of Handling Money God's Way student workbook. Through an interesting study, simple Bible studies, and fun, hands-on activities, your kids will learn not only about money, but also some important things about God. Invest in the future of your children by teaching them God's way of managing money with the ABCs of Money package. It's available at crown.org. That's crown.org.
Welcome back to this edition of Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries. This is Dave Ball along with Crown CEO Chuck Bentley. And today we're launching the season of prayer and fasting for our country. And Chuck, let's talk a little bit about some practical tips for those of our listeners who want to join us in this fast.
Well, for one thing, Dave, we're launching a blog at crown.org that's going to allow people to interact with us, to stay in community as we go through this. And we're going to be posting links and helpful tips and information and advice as we go along. So be sure and connect back to crown.org and to find that blog and to get on this journey with us. But one of the things that people often ask is, how do I do that? And on our website, there will be a link to a wonderful guide to fasting and prayer written by Dr. Bill Bride himself. It's on the Campus Crusade for Christ website. If you prefer to Google it, you can Google Dr. Bill Bride and fasting, and it'll take you to this site. But he outlines how to fast and pray. And I learned a lot from Dr. Bright before I did the prolonged fasting that I went into. He gives you reasons to fast, how to fast safely, how long you should fast, how to prepare spiritually, the physical benefits of it, and how to stay healthy during the fast and when you break the fast. Now, let me say up front, I don't think anybody should go on a prolonged fast unless they have medical release, unless they know what they're doing and maybe have some experience of it. And I'm talking about fasting entirely from food. It is not something that you should do if you've never done it before. I recommend that you go on short fast, and you need to be in a position where you understand what you're doing, you have support within your family or coworkers, and you're doing this in a way that you believe God has led you to do it. So that's a very important part of this. And also determine if it is, in fact, food that you need to fast from. It may be you need to fast from media.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you need to fast from a busy schedule. Maybe you need to fast from a worry and stress and anxiety. Maybe you need to fast from spending. Maybe you need to fast from all your poor health habits that have really caused you to be in a rut. There's thousands of things, Dave, and I don't want to be prescriptive about that, but ask the Lord, where's a big need in your life, in your heart, in your soul, where you need to deny yourself? And as you've said, coffee's a big thing to you. I think that's important. Mm-hmm. That you say, no more, I'm going to give that up so that my heart and soul can be open to seeking the Lord. You know, as you go on into the scripture, by Matthew 6, the Lord said that if we will fast and pray in secret, that he will reward us openly. And so one of the keys, Dave, is whatever you've decided to deny yourself of, that you keep that between you and the Lord, unless you just absolutely have to. Now, people were asking Dr. Bright, well, why are you telling everybody that you're doing a 40-day fast, and why are you, and I think Dr. Bright did it 8 times, and he always asked people to join him. And he said, because Satan has caused us to miss the opportunity to engage in this that God said was good for us. And somebody needs to stand up and say, it's right to do this. It's good to do this. It's a part of the Christian experience, and I'm willing to do it as well. And so I appreciated Dr. Bright's leadership in that. But as you go through your day, as you go, as the Lord says, try to do this in private. It's between you and him, because what he wants you to experience is his reality. In other words, if you're willing to go into your closet and pray, you will see that only God knew what you were asking him for, and that the solution wasn't provided through humanism. It was provided through the spiritual reality that God hears you when you pray. And that's what's so encouraging about going into a time of private fasting and prayer, Dave.
Chuck, you've mentioned that one of your goals is that we'd see God's hand of blessing back on the country again. And the second thing that you've said as a goal is that you want us to return some of our core values. So what does that mean? What are some of the core values that you want us to return to?
Well, Dave, we've totally underestimated the power of God's word and the truth of his scripture in terms of its impact on this country and on this economy. And let me give you some of those shifts that I've seen. I've been talking about these for a number of years. These aren't new, Dave. But we used to be a culture that valued large families and small houses. You know what we've shifted to? We've absolutely inverted that. We now value small families and large houses, and you can look up the data, Dave. We are the number of people living in these big houses is going down, 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 and the average square foot of a new home sold in this country has been going up, up, up. We have inverted what we value, and that's not honoring to the Lord. The Lord values people. He values children. He said that they're a reward. And so that's one of the major shifts. A second one is we've moved from being a frugal culture that valued production and saving of money to a culture that desires instant gratification. We're a consumptive culture, and we're leveraging ourselves into bankruptcy as a nation and as a people because we've moved away from the core value of being producers and savers. Dave, if you look at any nation in the world right now that's growing, truly growing, they're highly industrious and they're saving a lot of money. In fact, it's said that the Japanese did not go into a depression because as a culture, when they went into an economic downturn, they had so much money saved to weather the hard times. If they were upside down and had borrowed, they would have crashed. So we've got to change our mindset. That core value has got to be changed. And third, Dave, we've got to return to being a generous culture instead of an entertainment-driven culture. Entertainment has twice the impact on the gross domestic product of this country, as does generosity. And as a core value, we have to get our joy and our satisfaction and our soulish reward from giving and generous living as opposed to spending it on entertainment. And if we can return from those values that we've subtly allowed to creep into our heads, what I consider a humanistic, materialistic framework, back to the things that the Lord said to value, I think that would be the repentance necessary to bring about spiritual revival.
Well, Chuck, we'll take a short break, but when we come back, I want you to give a challenge to our listeners as we head into this season of fasting and prayer. You're listening to Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries, and we'll be right back.
Are you over 50 and thinking about retirement? Well, if you want to actually experience retirement one day, you have to plan for it. And we have a book that'll tell you how. It's Your Money After the Big 5-0, written by Crown Financial Ministries co-founder Larry Burkett and financial planner Ron Blue. Your Money After the Big 5-0 will equip you with biblical wisdom and practical advice for succeeding in the second half of life, having a fully funded retirement, and being free to serve the Lord. And you'll learn about the importance of finishing strong and leaving a legacy of stewardship to your children and grandchildren. If you're ready to put together a financial plan for a retirement that'll honor God and give you wealth at last, get a copy of Your Money After the Big 5-0 right now at crown.org. Your Money After the Big 5-0 by Larry Burkett and Ron Blue is available online at crown.org. That's crown.org.
Welcome back to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley, and I want to take these closing moments just to speak to you, especially those of you who God has put it on your heart to go on this journey with us. A couple of reminders. Set your own spiritual goals. What is this fast going to be? What has God led you to do in terms of denying yourself? And then whatever that may be, on this journey, I would recommend you keep a journal of what God's going to teach you, what He's going to do in your life, and then to engage with us on this blog. Let us know you're out there. Let us know what you're doing, what your church may be doing. And, you know, Dr. Bill Bright said that every time he did a 40-day fast, he considered it a spiritual atomic bomb, that it was the time when he grew closer to God than any other experience he had as a believer. And I can tell you in my own experience, and I've fasted many times for many different periods of time, and I've never failed to benefit from my relationship with the Lord and to know Him more deeply. In fact, those are some of my richest experiences. And I find fasting one of those forgotten experiences in our culture today. In fact, my prayer would be that you personally will grow closer to God than any other time in your life, and that you would intercede with Him in the privacy of your own prayer closet or wherever you may seek Him to heal our land and to restore us to the biblical values that He taught us from the very beginning would be in our best interest to believe Him and to not only believe what He said about what we should think about money, but actually to live it out, and then to strengthen all of us as the body of Christ to be ready to serve those in need. Now, I believe if we do that, this could be one of the wonderful times that God has used pain to remind us that we need Him. You know, as we have said over and over and over, there's a gaping void right now, and it's time for spiritual leaders to rise up and to proclaim that there is hope, there is a solution, there is a God who intervenes, and He can do whatever pleases Him. And whether these days that we face are going to be hard or whether He's going to relent and we're going to see this turnaround, I don't know. But in the midst of either scenario, we need to be drawing close to the God who we say we trust, to the God whom we say that we love. And this 40 days could be the greatest period of time as we watch what only God can do. This is a time that we must call upon Him, and we must unite in humility and a time of repentance and call upon the Lord God Almighty and ask for His intervention on every level.
Well, we certainly encourage you, if God's laid it on your heart, to join us during the season of prayer and fasting. And we've put the blog together at crown.org and encourage you to go there for some daily encouragement and some insights on what others are experiencing during this time as well. For Chuck Bentley and the entire staff here at Crown Financial Ministries, this is Dave Ball saying thanks for joining us for this edition of Money Life.